Okay then, so let's switch our attention to local rugby union. I'm delighted to say that we're joined by the Tupton Director of Rugby, Rob McGeachan, as Tupton have won the County's three Midlands East North West League titles. So they've been promoted to the eighth tier of the rugby pyramid. Rob, first of all, thanks for coming on to the show and congratulations. You must still be absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on and thanks for congratulations. Still not quite sunk in yet.
Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine? So, you sealed the title win with still one game to go. So, you beat Dronfield's second side last Saturday at 53-12 away from home. So, yet another comprehensive victory for Tupton. Just first of all, I mean, just how big is it for, Tupton, the place itself? Because it's only a small village and to have such a successful rugby union side to have won a promotion and the trophy, just how big is it for not just the team but for the local community?
It's massive. I always said that, the rugby club is the epicenter of the local community, and we see that on a match day. We get really good crowds. Obviously people in the local area come down and support the club. So yeah, it's huge, and hopefully we can continue on this journey. And be able to sustain level eight status.
And just how big has the support been as well? Because I know you secured the title away from home. Obviously, it's not a very long trip at all to Dronfield, but how big has the support been, especially for these last couple of games as well, when you've been so close to finally confirming your league title win?
The support that we receive week in, week out is next level. We're getting around 250 at a home game. And when we travel away from home, it really does feel like a home game because the amount of support that we get from the sidelines, which, from, myself and the rest of the playing staff, we're really, really appreciative of that level of support that we get.
And have you been surprised by just how good you've been and how impressive you've been this season? Because just for any listeners not aware, you've won every single league game bar one with one game to go. I mean, you've absolutely, dominated proceedings. Has it sort of surpassed what your expectations were at the start of the season?
Well, for me, I came in as director of rugby. This is my third season as director of rugby, and I came in with a 5-year plan. And my 5-year plan was to get out of this league, and get into, the eighth tier. And so we've done it with 2 seasons to spare. But my first season, we finished third in the league. Last season, we finished second in the league, and got to a National Cup final as well. So I kind of felt that we would kick on, and finish first this season. But then I was thinking perhaps there might be a bit of a hangover after having such a good season last season that could impact us. But, it hasn't surprised me in the fact that, we've got some really, really talented players, all across the board, every single position. We've got strength in depth with regards to our squad, and the attitudes of the players have been phenomenal. So in that respect, it's no surprise that we've won the league. I think the nature in which we've won the league, we've scored over 1,100 points. Our defensive, which is one of the, I think it's third best in the country, for points accumulated. Our defensive record has been fantastic. It's only up until Saturday that we tipped over conceding over 100 points, which again, is phenomenal. And if we look at the stats with regards to number of games played, versus points for and points against, we're actually the best in the country. Our average points difference per game is 60 points. So I think, to summarize, that winning the league didn't come as a surprise because I had, complete faith and confidence in the abilities of the players and the backroom staff. It's the way in which we've done it that's, the pleasing surprise for me.
And what were the celebrations like? Because from what I understand, just before we went on air, I think you left it to the players to do the hard celebrating. Is that right?
We had a few drinks at Dronfield's club after the game, and then went to a pub in Dronfield and had a few more. I was driving, so I was on alcohol free. But I left around 8:30. But I'm in the players group chat, and you can kind of tell how the night's progressing by how the messages in the group chat are coming across. And yeah, there was a few quite illiterate messages in the early hours of the morning that I woke up to on Sunday.
And just before we sort of have a look at, well, obviously don't want to look too far ahead. Obviously, you still want to enjoy what you've just achieved, but we'll look ahead to sort of what the future will be like for Tupton. But once you secured the title, did you get like a congratulations message from your dad? Obviously, your dad has been manager. Sorry, he was the coach of the British Lions national side, wasn't he? Of course, Sir Ian McGeoch. And did you receive a congratulatory message from your father?
Yeah, I got a text from him. I think it was a good day all round for the family, because we secured promotion, and the club that he's director rugby at, Doncaster Knights, they beat top of the table Ealing. So it was a really good day all round for the McGeoch family. But yeah, he's been watching from afar. We've got the VO camera, and I send him the links to the game, so he's able to watch it, and he comes back with kind of sort of any pointers or praise and recognition, stuff like that, that he'll feed back to me after he's watched our games over the weekend.
Yeah, that's a very good insight to have for an international, a very experienced international and very successful coach as well, of course. And so just looking ahead then, how tough will it be to sort of adapt to this eighth tier of the rugby union pyramid? I mean, because I'm not as familiar with the rugby pyramid as I am with the football one. Is it kind of like a bit of a giant leap up in terms of quality, when you get to sort of like the eighth tier?
It is in some respect, yeah. I mean, when I first joined Tupton as a coach, it was Tupton the previous season had got promotion to the eighth tier then. So my first year with the club was in the eighth tier, and it's a different game plan. And I think where we went wrong before was that we tried to stick to the game plan that got us promoted, and that doesn't work at that level. So it was a painful but invaluable learning curve to be able to go through that, because now we can learn from that and put together a robust game plan that will work at the eighth tier. I suppose the other pleasing thing as well is that we're able to look upon the teams that we've played in recent years, who have made that jump up to the eighth tier and have sustained. Keyworth, they were promoted last season into the eighth tier, and they're on course to get promoted again. So they've pretty much walked that league. And Mosborough was a team that we played last season. They won promotion up to the eighth tier, and they've sat mid-table this season. So there's nothing to say that we can't get up and sustain level eight status and even push for level seven.
Okay, fantastic. Well, the future, well, I mean, the present obviously is absolutely fantastic right now for Tupton, but the future also looks very, very promising indeed. And it's a great achievement as well for a village side in our local region. So, congratulations, Rob.
Thank
Many
you.
congratulations on the title triumph. And hopefully, we'll speak to you as next season starts as well a bit later on. So, thanks for your time, Rob. Much
Oh,
appreciated.
thanks for having me on. Cheers.